good to see so many of you here this evening. And though the space may be a bit restricted, yet I think you can be quite comfortable and cozy. Now, I have been asked to touch on this topic of special studies for seniors, and the first night for this evening is Old is Gold. Now, this is not the first time I'm speaking on this topic. This topic was first given by me to the senior Christians in Penang, the Penang Assembly Senior Christian Fellowship invited me to speak to them, and I was wondering what to speak to them. Then came this idea, perhaps I could speak to them on Old is Gold. This was a grouping of all the senior Christians in the Penang Assemblies. I used this study a second time in September when the Singapore Christians, the senior Christians, invited me to be the speaker in their camp. And again, I spoke on this topic, Old is Gold. The first session with the Penang senior Christians, the message was only about 40 minutes. The one that I spoke to with regard to the Senior Christian Fellowship in Singapore, that lasted more than 1 hour. The senior Christians came from all the assemblies in Singapore. They flew over from Singapore to Penang, and that's where we had our camp together. It was a very enriching time. Today, I'm speaking on this subject for the third occasion. But this time, I'm speaking to the seniors in one assembly. Now, I do not know why I'm doing so, that I have been asked specially to speak only to the seniors in this assembly. Whereas in the other two occasions, it was to all the senior Christians in all the assemblies. Well, let's see what we can learn. Tomorrow, we shall be studying the Golden Psalm. And what is the Golden Psalm? It's Psalm 71. Tonight is not a Bible study with the Bible in front of us, but tomorrow you need to bring your Bible along, because we are going to study Psalm 71, perhaps verse by verse. And it will be a good thing if you can go back tonight and for tomorrow read through Psalm 71, so that you will have a better idea of what we are going to say. Now, Old is Gold. That is our topic for the series. Study one, as I said, Old is Gold, that is for tonight. Tomorrow, Psalm 71, the Golden Psalm. And if you want to read it first, then this is how you are going to look at it. Firstly, we shall study the psalmist's early life. By the way, don't look at your notes. Those notes have nothing to do with the topic. They are supplementary notes which are given to you to give you as homework for tonight. Alright, so you just leave them alone. We shall refer to one set of notes later on, but those notes are not for tonight's topic. There are no notes for tonight's topic. It's all on the screen. Alright, Psalm 71 is a golden psalm, and we will touch on the psalmist's early life, his education, and his exposition. Then the psalmist's elderly life, or later life, when he found that he was growing old, then his realization and resolution. Alright, so that will be for tomorrow. So for today, by way of introduction, now, we have got special days in the year dedicated to various groups of people. For example, Children's Day, where we focus our attention on children. And well, for that day, we would pamper the children and so on. We remember the children. And we have also Mother's Day. And I think it's just right that we should have a day at least to highlight the mothers who have spent so much time taking care of the children, who have spent so much time taking care of the home, and who have spent so much time perhaps even taking care of their husbands. Well, whatever it is, Mother's Day is an important day. It's not that we should only remember the mothers for one day in the year, but actually we should remember the mothers for every day in the year. But it's good just to take one day off and highlight the very great responsibilities of the mother and how we treasure her. There is also the Father's Day. And there is that one day when the fathers are pampered with presents perhaps from the children, and it's good, very good. But then we need to ask ourselves, what about Grandpa's Day? We don't have Grandpa's Day, Grandfather's Day. Don't you think that sometimes it is good that we, especially our children, should teach their children how to respect and how to remember the grandparents, the grandpa? Sometimes the children do not like, I mean the grandpa's children, do not like the grandpa too much because the grandpa sometimes pamper their children too much, the grandchildren I mean. And therefore, well, the grandpas are very fond of the grandchildren. And the grandchildren sometimes, they like the grandparents too. But there are times too when there is a distance between the two. Well, not only Grandpa's Day, what about Grandma's Day? Now all these are important. And for all of us here, many of us here are grandpas, many of us are grandmas. Are the grandpas, or perhaps even the grandpas, only to function as substitute mates for your children's children? When your children's children want to enjoy, go for holiday, Mammy, Daddy, please come, take care of our children. Is that the duties of the grandpa and the grandma? Well, we need to highlight this issue too, because the grandchildren need also to know and to love their grandparents. So, I suggest that we should perhaps have an aged day, a senior's day, respect for the aged day, where we teach our children and our grandchildren to respect the older ones. Now this is an attitude of respect which is slowly and gradually losing way in our modern society. Now, is there such a thing for the aged day? Well, let's look. In Japan, as with many other countries in Asia, this is spoken from the context of the American society and the American environment, because this was written by an American. He says, in Japan, as with many other countries in Asia, especially Buddhist countries, being old means being wise. In fact, the elderly are celebrated once a year in Japan with a holiday called Kero no Hai, respect for the aged day. I believe that Japan is the only country in the world that has a national holiday dedicated to senior citizens. Well, today, in a way, we also have Senior Citizens Day. Would you know which day that would be? In which month?
October,
that's right. Well, in Malaysia has Seniors Day in October. But here in Japan, they make it a real holiday, where like a Father's Day, Mother's Day, they have this attitude of teaching the younger ones to respect the seniors. So the seniors are not left out in the thinking of the older members, the younger members I mean. Now, this is because In these places, senior citizens are regarded as living treasures. Now, I read somewhere just today that children are known as the gems of society. The gems of society. If children are the gems of society, then senior citizens should be regarded as the treasures, because they have a lot of experiences and it's like a treasure chest with a lot of gems, jewels and stones and many, many other things. They are the treasures because these senior citizens have a lot to share with us, to tell us, so don't disregard them. As this person says, senior citizens have always fascinated and charmed me. Since I was a small boy, I have always loved hearing their stories about the world and how things used to be. I have found that the older the person is, the more wonderful the stories they tell. I wonder why young people today don't seem to care much about the thinking of the elderly. How could anyone who has survived to a ripe old age not have some real gems of wisdom to tell? I do not know how you feel. Do you feel that as you grow older, soon it seems that by and by the senior citizens are being isolated into one group, not accepted into the general movement of the society, of the community, or even in an assembly? Are seniors regarded as part and parcel of the assembly, or are seniors to be regarded as just, okay, you stay there as one group, we tolerate you, we tolerate you, but we are not accepting you because your thinking is old-fashioned, your attitude is out of date, and your thoughts are out of fashion, and so on, and yeah, we hope you can be there, but we just can tolerate you. But we cannot accept you because of all those things. Is that our attitude towards the seniors today? And do you feel like that? Where you are in your society, in your community, and even in your assembly? We need to examine this question today. That was spoken by Mike Rogers in his website. Now, old is gold. I'm beginning my topic now. Old is gold. You will know that I put an exclamation mark and a question mark. Why do I do so? An exclamation mark means all is gold. Is it really true? All is gold? All is gold. Do people really believe in it? Do the people really treasure the older seniors in the assembly? Is that really true? All is gold? Can we really say that from our hearts that this is true? Or can it be a question mark? Is old really gold? And perhaps by the way people treat you, by the way people look at you, by the way people accept you or not, you sometimes ask yourself, am I really gold to them? Well, these are questions which we will need to answer in our study tonight. Well, first of all, let us deal with some golden statistics. Is all gold? The question first to ask ourselves is, when is all old? When is all old? Then we shall ask, when is all gold? Then we shall look at some golden scriptures to tell us that indeed, old is really gold. And we shall look at certain golden samples from scriptures and from society, from the golden statements that they make. So this will be the first part of our study tonight, as we consider when is old old, when is old gold, and we look into the scriptures, and we look into the samples in the scriptures to see whether all is really gold, and then the statements from various highly regarded people in society and in the community, whether all is really gold. So, we ask the question now, also with regard to golden service. can all be of service to the society, to the community, to the assembly. Can all be goal in service? Well, you can. And we are going to look into it. For example, the older ones, the senior ones, can be a spiritual or community consultant. Can be a servant in the church. And even be very enterprising in your silver 60s and the golden 70s. 60, when you are rich, you have reached 60s, 70s. They should not be regarded already so that you cannot be used anymore. Is that so? Well, here are some statistics. Now, this is from the US Census Bureau. It states this. 1990 to 2000, the number of 20 to 30 year olds in the United States has declined by 6 million, while people aged 50 and over has increased by 12 million. In other words, there are more people growing old than more babies being born. And this is a fact in the US. Then the people who are in society now or in the community now are living longer, staying because they stay healthier, and therefore the country will have to deal with an aging society. Now it is projected that in 2001 to 2010, that is the next 10 years, the over 50 population will increase by 21 million, while the younger age groups will increase by only 4 million. In other words, we cannot help it. Even in the United States, we find that society is getting older and older. And if that is so in society, it will also be in the community. And if it is in the community, it will also be in the assembly. We cannot run from it. So we have got to deal with this issue. Some of Singapore. Singapore society is rapidly aging. Projections are that the aged persons 60 and above will increase from about 10% today to 26.1% in 2030. This makes Singapore the fastest aging society in Asia after Japan. And we know Japan has a very, very big population. And if Japan has a very big population, and if Japan is the fastest aging society, you can just imagine how many millions of people will be in the aged group. And therefore, whether we like it or not, the society is not getting younger. Is getting older. And therefore, the challenge to the assemblies there is, we need to find to deal with the issue of the senior Christians, the seniors in our assembly, because whether we like it or not, they will form a mighty force in the days to come. Some of statistics. Malaysia. What about Malaysia? By 2020, Malaysia will be considered an aging nation. Today, we are looking towards the vision 2020. 2020 is a perfect vision. When your eyesight is 2020, it's perfect. But at the same time, let us realize this. 2020, Malaysia will be considered an aging nation with a projected 6.9% of the population more than 65 years old. Is this what we are aiming for, 2020? To be a developed nation? But we have got to face the issue of the aged society. About Eden Gospel Hall. Before we come to Eden Gospel Hall, perhaps I should deal with an article that just came out few days ago in the Straits Times. In connection with the National Conference of Aging in 2008, Now, this report says this. One way to show that Malaysia is prepared for an aging population is to increase the retirement age, said Professor Emeritus Dr. Muhammad Abdul Ghani of the University of Alabama's College of Human Environmental Sciences. Even at 58, the elderly are still considered too young to retire. They can still contribute to the economy and to society. I don't know how the older ones here feel. When I retired at 55, I felt I was cheated. I felt that I was at the prime of my career. And at the time when I was actually at the prime of my career, because I was head of a department, and at that level, I was asked, get out. As if I was just rubbish in the faculty that I was in. So, I felt I had many more years to give. But of course, for me, as we shall find out this long, besides a professional career, that is always God's plan for your life and for my life. Society may put me aside, it does not matter. What about God? Has He put me aside? The Lord opens a new dimension of service for me. I'll develop that later on. Now this report went on to say, the government should implement alternative employment prospects to allow healthy workers who desire work to continue to do so. Communities should be encouraged to form voluntary and mutual aid organizations to provide support for older people and their families. The elderly must continue on their lifelong learning. Now, I wonder whether many of us who have retired, who are pensioners now, whether we are still learning. Whether we are still learning. Learning can never end. It's lifelong. More about that again as I develop it later on. A lifetime of experience to share and the resources to engage in a variety of economic, social and cultural activities. Learn a new skill and enhance your knowledge. That was the report given at the National Conference of Aging 2008. That's another report where it says that about 10% of the elderly in Malaysia live alone, especially those in the rural areas. Living alone here is defined as staying by themselves in their homes. May I just have a cursory survey here? How many of you are living alone? Living alone means staying by yourselves at home. Can you put up your hand, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, alright, thank you. Thank you. In Penang, we have quite a number of living alone. It's not living alone between husband and wife, but living alone where the husband is alone by himself, or living alone where the wife is by herself. Living alone. And well, according to the statistics here, you say that more and more in our society are living alone. And so, we can go on. Now, why are these people living alone? Have they chosen to live alone? Or perhaps members of the family have gone elsewhere? Children, grandchildren have gone elsewhere? And if they are living alone, what happens? Many of you will know of, I think, Mr. Wilson, W. Wilson. Now, you know too, that when he passed away, nobody knew. He just dropped in the bathroom, fell down on the bath in the bathroom, and that's all. That is the risk and the danger of living alone. But somehow or other, we older ones will have to face it. I have been always telling my wife, one day, you stay alone or I stay alone. We can't help it. One of us will have to stay alone. But I told her, if you stay alone, you can still make life a profitable living for yourself. But if I stay alone, I think I'm going to meet with a lot of problems. And my wife is always worried that I do not know how to prepare my food to eat. Okay. Alright. These are facts. These are issues that we need to face. Ealing Gospel Hall, are you facing some of these issues? Are you facing some of these issues? Are you prepared for the time to come when these issues will surface? And are you ready for them? Look at this group here. Only, I think I see only about the juniors that I can count on my fingers. The rest are all seniors. Well, you are facing a great responsibility. Okay, are you prepared for it? What is your situation? Are you taking steps to isolate the aged or to integrate them among the young? Now this is important. In many assemblies today, as I said earlier, the older ones feel that they are being isolated. They are being put into one group. And as if they are no more part and parcel of assembly life. And the younger ones seem to have prominence. And they seem to have be more important. Well, perhaps they have their exuberance, they have their youthfulness, and they are more energetic, and they can be more useful. But the point is this a healthy situation to be in? My idea and my thinking, and according I feel which is scriptural, is not the isolation of the seniors, but the integration of the seniors with the juniors. Now for example, I give you an example. Just now, our brother William took my wife and I out for dinner. Well, he went out for dinner. He was there to open the door of the car to allow my wife to go into the car to allow my wife to come out. When we reached the restaurant, he was there. He opened the door for the two older ones to go in first. Now, if we do not have the younger ones in our midst, then who will open the doors for us? And we have difficulty in moving around. Who will care for us? So when you have an integration of young ones and older ones, we can benefit from one another. I'm sure our brother William also benefited a little, if not much, from our conversation with him. He was telling us about his trip to Indonesia. And we were telling him about our trip to China. And we told him what we learned and so on. And we shared with him. He learned. And he could learn from the older ones. And we could learn from his exuberance, his youthfulness, how he was involved in the sports ministry in Indonesia. Today, we do not need isolation. We need integration. So that younger ones will have the opportunity to show respect and to love and to care for the older ones. And the older ones who will have the opportunity to understand the younger ones, to accept them in spite of all their ways, that they are what they are, and must remember that at one time, the older ones were young before. And when they were young, they behaved that way. So today, how they could perhaps orientate their minds to be thinking of these younger ones and to perhaps reach out to them and to bring them up. But once we separate, then the older ones will be by themselves, looking into themselves, and all the time complaining with no one to help. Now, I started a ministry for senior Christians in Penang, the Senior Christian Fellowship. When I started that Senior Christian Fellowship, I made sure that some of the young adults came to join in with us. Because we needed them. I said, look, you come in. You may not benefit much, but you can serve tremendously. You can bring your car, transport the older ones to the meeting. You can come earlier, help carry the chairs, arrange the sitting arrangement. You can do a lot of things. Don't think too much of yourself. Think of how you can serve the older ones. And the older ones will see these young ones and they can appreciate the younger generation. So Today, we do not need isolation. We need integration. So that all the time, the young ones can learn from the older ones, and the older ones can learn from the young ones. This is what we need in our assembly. A whole life. By all means, if you want to have later on a special ministry to the older ones, separate. Yes, because there are times when the older ones, the seniors, will come together to have their common needs met and discussed. And the younger ones too would like to have the, among themselves, yes, have a separate ministry, but don't isolate. Do not isolate. Have that one meeting where all come together and all have the opportunity to meet together, to help one another, to care for one another, to love one another, understand one another, rather than isolate them so that they grow in their own way and the others grow in their own way, and then there will be no helping one another. This is where we learn the sacrifice of our own needs for the needs of others. And to this way, we will improve. So when is old? When does someone attain old age? And what age is old? At what age do you consider yourself old? 55? Older? The Malaysian government, and I'm very sore at them, considers 56 years as old. Retired. My time was 55. Now they are asking for 60. Good. Alright. Are we that useless the moment you reach 55? Surely not. Are you old when you're over 70 golden years? When you're reach of 70, you consider yourself old, and it's time for you to retire to your rocking chair. Or over 80 golden years. I want to take two examples. By the way, just out of curiosity, hands up please, those are over 80 already. Yeah? Not one yet. You are very young. So far, in the two other conferences, in the two assemblies, two groups that I spoke to, there were a number of people over 80. There was one even 90. In our Penang assembly, there's one who's already 90, and he is living alone. You know, I like to speak at places where these over 70s and 80s gather together, because it gives me the feeling that I'm the youngest. And I'm happy in a way today that my ministry now somehow is more geared to the older ones. And that's why I'm coming here, to minister to the older ones. Alright? So, over 80 years, is that old? Let me give you an example. You know these two people, Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Devaraj. Alright. Mr. Daniel is over 80 already. Mrs. Daniel. They are old. Alright. Now, Mr. Daniel recently, 1-2 years ago I think, he had a heart attack and he had a stent built into his artery. But just last month or two, because of his diabetic condition, his eyesight had problems. And so, at this condition, do you think that he should retire? His wife has a lot of weight problem and also diabetic. She has big problems in trying to walk steps. When I was with them, they took me to a restaurant and she had trouble trying to walk up those steps. But again, who helped whom? There was Mr. Daniel trying to help his wife slowly, step by step. Only if there were some young ones by, how happy he would be. And this is where we learn. If only the young ones, integration, not isolation. If only young ones were there, they could learn to help the older ones. But Mr. Daniel and Mrs. Daniel, Sungai Nibong Gospel Hall, a few months ago, celebrated with them their 10th anniversary in convented service unto the Lord. And Mr. Daniel said, a lot of people have advised him, Mr. Daniel, go slow, retire, it's time that you sit back. And he said, I don't sit back until I fall on the ground and the Lord takes me home. The Lord's work, I will just continue to do it. And he had been doing all the time, in spite of his problem. And I was surprised that for that service, he drove all the way from Taiping to Penang. At that age, I would not even dare to do so, but he did. Well, over 80 years old, never mind, you go younger. Over 70 years old. Is 70 old? Look at this couple. You know them very, very well. Look at this couple. Over 70 years old, I just confirmed with Mr. O by SMS. How old he was, he did not know why I asked him that question. But he answered me, 77 already. Right, old age. 2-7, 7 is perfection. He's got double perfection. He could travel too. He could travel to Egypt. And we all know him, traveling everywhere. To Australia, to Vietnam, to China, all over the places. And he and Mrs. Both of them, he and his wife, have been traveling a lot. Now, is 70 years old the time for you to go to the rocking chair and then go traveling? How to go traveling? Look at the TV. Traveling! Travels! Now, this is not the time to be at the rocking chair. But I'm going to suggest something else. By all means travel. Why not travel as well as go for a mission? Go, as you go visit all these places, go and see the Lord's work. Go and see the Lord's work. Now, I have been to a number of places also, traveling, seeing things, but I always try my very best to always go to a local Christian testimony group and see for myself how the local people act and behave and conduct themselves in Christian testimony. It's very challenging and it's really encouraging to us to see what they do. So, working the two together and you find it's such a pleasure. Perhaps I shall be speaking on this tomorrow night when I talk to you about the seniors and missions. What are the physical or mental indications that tell you that you are old? Hard of hearing? You know, I really admire two elderly people in my assembly. Both of them are hard of hearing. One is over 90 and the other also about 90, I think. And they attend the regional Bible class that will be your cell group. Faithfully, they attend. And I do not know what percentage of what the speaker was saying would go into their head. One of them used hearing aid, the other does not. But they would be faithfully attending the regional Bible class, trying to get whatever they could. I really admire them. At that age, over 90, when some people at 90 will always say, oh, you've done too already. What's the point of learning all this? And yet you see these old people, these two men, even at that age, looking at the Bible, referring to every verse, slow, very slow, but still there was this attempt to refer to the Bible. They bring the Bibles along. They are real examples. And this is where the younger ones should learn. But if the younger ones are not integrated with the older ones, then they do not see these examples. They do not see these role models. You know what is the problem today? I say this. Today, younger ones do not have role models. I was fortunate. I grew up with a lot of role models. Today, I am what I am because of these role models. Those visionaries who were very good in the scriptures, who could put the scriptures left and right, and who could make the Lord's Supper so meaningful because of the scriptures they knew, the hints that they knew, and how they could integrate the Bible verses and the songs together so that the whole service became so very, very, very meaningful. But today we don't have such models anymore. Very few. And we have people who just stand up for the sake of standing up to give their favorite hymns, to give their favorite passages, and it's always repeated again and again. Now, we need role models. Role models who know their word, who know their hymn book, who set the example. And sometimes they are limited, like these two old men, elderly men in my assembly. They are restricted in their movements, and yet the example that they showed in trying to learn whatever they could, that should be a great example to younger ones. And I'm very happy that in that regional Bible class, there are many young ones there. In the early 20s, they are there. And they come together for the Bible class. We don't have a Bible class specially for the older ones and for the younger ones. But they came together and they learned from one another. And the younger ones, when they found that some of the older ones could not turn to the Bible fast enough, they were ready to sit aside to help them turn to the Bible references. This is the kind of thing that we need to encourage. And that's why we need to integrate the younger and the older ones together. Waning vision, we cannot see. This is the problem of many older ones. AIDS and arthritis, rheumatism setting in. I'm sure all of you here have this problem. I have. Every morning I wake up, my back, so painful. Cannot even turn. And when driving in the car, cannot even turn and look at the back, see what is happening. Now, many of us face these problems. This is part of growing old. But we need not allow this to limit our movements. Let us learn to grow old gracefully. Difficulties with diet and digestion. Cannot eat this, cannot eat that. As we grow older, forgetting and failing to remember. This is the greatest fear, I think, that most of us old people, elderly people, have. That is dementia. One of the ailments that come with dementia is Alzheimer's disease. Now, we know what it is, that forgetfulness and so on. Now, I've given you two sets of paper. The second set is about breathing out your vows. I'm going to give you this for homework. Will every one of you who comes to this meeting tonight, please go back and read that article. I guarantee you this. If you read that, your heart will be touched. You will be a different person. Read it for yourselves. Oh, that article, living out your vows. Husbands will change. Wives will change. This is part of growing old. Dementia is a very fearful disease that all of us are afraid of. Read it for yourself, how this man faced up with his wife's dementia. So that will be the homework for tonight and tomorrow daytime when you're free. Now, from the statistics, typically the beginnings of change in the five senses are as follows. They say that your hearing will be affected in your mid-40s, vision in the mid-50s, touch in the mid-50s, taste in the late-50s, smell in the mid-70s. But of course, you cannot rely on these because every individual is different. So these are just general statistics. So, in the light of all this, is all gold. For God, all is gold. All is gold. Consider these golden scriptures. Isaiah 36 verse 4. And I read from the NIV. Even to your old age and grey hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will rescue you. I suggest those of us who are older, the elderly ones. Note these verses very well, because they can be a comfort to you in your old age. That as you approach old age, as you become more and more in this situation, these verses will comfort you a lot. Learn these verses well. Psalm 37 and 25. I have been young and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now this is a promise from the Lord. These are golden promises, I think we should treasure. Learn them, keep them, and if possible, memorize them. Now I'm not sure about you, but this I'm sure. You see, I only wish that I learned and memorized more verses when I was young. I have come to this stage when I cannot remember Bible verses. I cannot memorize. I try to memorize and I will have difficulty, as I say, again and again. And by the time I finish the verse 2-3 times, I've forgotten what the first sentence is all about already. And if a day passes by, I will have forgotten the whole verse. I find it difficult to memorize verses today. And today, if I remember any Bible verses, it would be verses that I learned when I was young. But whatever it is, mark them in your Bible. Learn them, so that next time when you refer to your Bible, you see these verses, they will be a great comfort to you. So, Isaiah 46 verse 4, Psalm 37, 25, and some more. These are special golden verses. Psalm 71 verse 9. And we are going to concentrate on this tomorrow night. Let my mouth be filled with praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not out in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. These are wonderful promises. When we feel ourselves becoming invalid perhaps, when we feel ourselves not being able to go on, these are promises we should claim from the Lord. Psalm 71, 18. Now also, when I'm old and grey-headed, O God, and that includes people like me, slowly becoming no head, alright? Forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Now this is the verse that spoke to me, that made me come out to serve the Lord. To come to, like for example, Ealing Gospel Hall, to teach you today. This was my call for commendation from the Lord, part of it. Purpose, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. And ask the Lord to give me the strength until I have done this. Then of course, he can take me home. 1 Timothy 5, 9 and 10. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60. The Bible considers a person not old until that person is at least 60 years old. 1 Timothy 5, 9 and 10. Then what about Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15? This is a very precious verse. Learn it, love it, live it out in your life. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. Wonderful. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Oh, how wonderful. This is a very, very precious verse. That at your age, you can still be fresh and green. Now, I think I'll call a break at this time. You may be tired, so for you to stretch. So perhaps you call a break, take five, and then we come back and we continue with the golden samples. We have already studied the golden scriptures, and we shall consider the golden samples of how these elderly people dealt with their old age when they became old. So we'll take five for tonight, and then we come back perhaps 7 past 9 or 8 past 9, alright? Let's have a break.